I grew up in a house that had 13 kids, and I had 9 cousins and 3 siblings. So there was tons of dating stories, and I was trying to figure out which one was the most interesting. I had this sister who's 11 months older than I, and she's beautiful and gorgeous and always was and always will be, and dated all the guys that all the girls in the house wanted to date. And so she was dating this guy who was, like, not one of my mother's favorites. And he would come speeding up the driveway. We lived in the county off a dirt road and had a dirt driveway. And so he'd spin the car around and throw gravel on the house and the barn and the garage and beep the horn. And then my sister would come running down the steps and out the door. So this went on maybe 2 or 3 times, and my sister comes running down the steps, and the door is locked. And if you are from the county back in the 60s, 50s, whatever, the doors weren't locked. And so she looked at my mom. Mom said, you know, staying locked until he knocks on the door and says hello or introduces himself. So he waited for a while and then drove off. And it was like, so like 2 or 3 weeks later, all of us kids knew that something was happening. And my sister went out the bedroom window and went over the roof and went down the rose arbor with all of her clothes and her makeup and all that stuff and sleeked across the driveway and through the field to the neighbor's driveway where he was waiting in this really nice car. And they drifted down the driveway before they were going to turn it on, at which point my mother stepped out from behind this bush with this with this shotgun that was always left up against the corner. And to this day, we always wondered whether or not it was loaded. And so she leaned across the driver's door and said to the guy, you'd be hard-pressed to explain all this buckshot and this new Cadillac. So get out of your car, go around, open up my daughter's door, and let her out of the car. So he got out, let her out. She has all of her clothes, and they're walking up the driveway. My sister's, like, crying her eyes out. She's like, yeah, everybody, all the boys are, like, so terrified of you. She says, yeah, I can't get a date anywhere. All the boys in Baltimore County are terrified of you. And my mother says, I'm working on all the boys in Baltimore City, Howard County, Carroll County, Anne Arundel County, and Harford County. And so they're still walking up the driveway. And she's like crying her eyes out. And she has these clothes and this bag and stuff. And my mother snatches them all out of her hand. She said, you didn't come out the back door, and you're not going in the back door. You get back in the house the way you came out. We're all watching out the window. She's climbing up the rose arbor. She's, like, crying her ass off. She didn't cut anything going down that rose arbor, but she got in that bedroom window, and she was, like, sliced. I mean, everything was bleeding. I mean, it was, like, a real... So I have a few others, but that was...